Blog Talk Radio.
As we meditate a little bit to this, kind of makes you just want to open up heart, chakras, mind. Get some of that unalome, you know? Now, we're going to go ahead and do our forecast for now. And if no one shows up, then you know what I'm going to do. You know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do another episode and start bitching. Now, for this week, from January 3rd to the 9th, this week's moon phase is the last quarter moon. Now, it occurs on Wednesday, January 6th at 4:37 a.m. Last quarter moon is exact when the sun in Capricorn forms a square with the moon in Libra early Wednesday. The last quarter moon phase points to a mini crisis of consciousness. After basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the turn of last week's full moon, we disperse our knowledge and come to a point when we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't. This is in preparation for new weeks or next week's new moon, when something new is born once again. This is not the best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the moon symbolizes descent into unconsciousness. Still, we have more mature grasp of our situation. It's time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon. We might ponder the revelations we may have had last week, considering what they mean to us and what we might do about them. This phase of the moon occurs at 16 degrees and 17 minutes of Libra, square the sun at 16 degrees and 17 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people with personal planets and points at approximately 14 to 18 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, most significantly. Now, this week, the sun is in Capricorn, Mercury is in Capricorn until the 8th when Mercury enters Aquarius, Venus is in Sagittarius until the 8th when Venus enters Capricorn, Mars is in Aries until the 6th when it enters Taurus. Now, the sun in Capricorn from December 21st, 2020 to January 19th, 2021, we are motivated by feelings of responsibility, ambition, and respect for law and order. Capricorn derives, which with much satisfaction through completion and accomplishment, standards, structures, and an appreciation for order. Mercury is in Capricorn from December 20th, 2020 to January 8th, 2021. When Mercury is in Capricorn, our thinking is methodical and our focus is sober and practical. It is easy to concentrate on the task at hand under this influence. Our conversations may be quite realistic or focused on business, practical matters. Our thought patterns and communication styles become more logical, orderly, and organized. We are more able to sort out what is relevant and essential. Realism enters the picture. Our speech is no nonsense and precision becomes important to us. We need to be wary of becoming too rigid in our thinking. We may come across as cold or harsh. For some, there is a fine line between realism and pessimism. Mercury is in Aquarius, January 8th to March 15th. This is an extended stay due to the upcoming retrograde cycle, January 30th to February 20th. When Mercury is in Aquarius, we are hungry for knowledge and open to new ideas, original thoughts. We begin to think outside of the box, and our thinking becomes more progressive and objective. Our communication and thought patterns are spontaneous, somewhat fragmented, and liberal. This is a time when inventive thinking is at a peak. Venus is in Sagittarius from December 15th, 2020 to January 8th, 2021. Moving from Scorpio to Sagittarius, romantic energy shifts from intense to buoyant. Sagittarius, of course, has its intense moments, considering it is a firing sign. But, however, its energy is considerably less focused, and while Scorpio is most concerned with intimacy with a specific person, Sagittarius's love is a kind of more universal kind. Straightforward and even blunt approach to love on the agenda, gone are the intricacy and complexity of Venus in Scorpio. My Venus was in Scorpio when I was born. Truth and higher meaning are things that take priority in Sagittarius. Venus is in Capricorn from January 8th to February 1st. Getting serious about our finances and boosting our relationships with business partners and our coworkers will be easier than usual under this influence. Our talents for creating artistic structure and form are enhanced. and our ability to form connections with people who support our ambitions is increased. We value enduring connections, reliability, and faithfulness. We take expressing our feelings seriously, and we take our time to warm up to others. We generally keep our cool in relationships. Now, Mars is in Aries from June 27, 2020 to January 6th. This was longer than usual due to the retrograde of Mars from September 9th to November 13th. Feels at home in one of the signs that it rules, Aries, and therefore its power is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars in Aries is a tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, and short-lived, unreflected, and self-centered. Mars is in Taurus from January 6th to March 3rd. We are determined, stubborn, and resolute during this cycle. Mars is in Taurus can be passive, and it's the strongest when resisting or defending something. In stark contrast to impulsive Mars in Aries cycle, we tend to pursue our goals by plodding along patiently. Our goal is longevity and long-term satisfaction. Now, when it comes to romance and relationships, which I get asked this all the time, Venus is in Sag from December 15th to January 8th, 2021. Venus moves from Scorpio to Sag. Romantic energy changes from intense to buoyant. Sagittarius, of course, has its intense moments, considering its fire sign, like we had said before. Forward-looking, not very specific, outgoing, and energetic, freedom is most important. In our love relationships now, we take a happy and enthusiastic approach to love, and we might find too much intensity or seriousness depressing. We have a taste for the exotic as well for adventure with Venus and Sag. The position shadow side is relentless, the ability to settle down, the inability to settle down and endless searching for something bigger and better. That is my problem with Sagittarius. Sagittarius in a relationship, they love you, they hate you, they want you, they don't. They want the relationship. They don't want the relationship. They want to be tied down. They don't want to be tied down. It is just a pandemonium. Now, a dose of realism in our personal lives can help us feel more grounded and secure in the long run. Now, this week, on Sunday the 3rd, our pride is invested in our relationships, charm, and ability to harmonize and get along. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we're using our words to harmonize, connect, persuade, and attract. On Friday and Saturday, we can find ourselves in a great position to directly, confidently, and pleasingly, or attractively pursue our desires. Sexual attraction, romantic activities, and fertility are favored. Occurring in earth signs, earthly sensuality can be appealing. This is one of the best times to spice up a relationship. Get that wig, girl. Go get you some BDSM stuff. Venus and Sag, a yearning for adventure and far horizons stirs in you now. To roam, to wander, and wander to seek freedom and to go where no one has gone before are things that are deep and powerful longings. A time of romantic crusades, a universal love that might not be too particular. Now Venus and Capricorn marry for money and then learn to love them. That's what your heart tells you now. As a new cycle gets underway in your life, does that sound cynical? Maybe so, but it does reflect the learning you feel for security and stability now, and it suggests the kind of compromises you may be willing to make to accomplish these objectives. Jesus Christ. Venus, sesquiquadrate Uranus. Venus first, January 1st. Uncertainty about the desire to be close to someone. Freedom versus closeness, a desire to experiment in the romance department, may be fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying or frustrating. Venus parallel the Sun, January 2nd to the 3rd, a strong desire for harmony and comfort fill us now. We may be moved to express our affection. Venus parallel Mercury, January 5th and 6th, a congenial time when we appreciate diplomacy and socialize more readily. Venus trines Mars, January 8th and 9th, attraction, romantic activities, and fertility are favored. This is one of the best times to enhance a relationship, excellent time for starting a new one. All things are equal. And that's your forecast for this week. We will be waiting eagerly to see what comes along. Now, I don't see anyone sitting here coming in. That's what he said. Maybe I missed y'all this morning. My kitty cat has been eating ornaments. So he was throwing up this morning. Starting at 5 o'clock this morning, I've been up and down with him trying to keep him from dying, I guess. My stupid cat thought it was a good idea to chew up ornaments. Now, I never do this. Ever. Hardly ever. I may have done it once or twice. But since it does feel like it could be necessary, and if no one comes, we will cut our show and do a political one or something. Y'all get to hear me bitch about shit, I guess. You know me and my preaching. Go watch your TV, okay? I'll be out. I'll be done in a minute. And then we can exercise for like 3 hours. Okay? Nah, shut the door, though. Please shut the door. Matilda Queen! Matilda, cierra la puerta. No, la puerta over there. Shut the door, please. Stop it. We're just going to stay. Okay, come sit down. Not on today already. Coming on the show. Usually this. Let's see. Come here, Maddie. Touch it.
Okay.
No, don't touch.
Hey! Did you have this?
Two, keeping it at the two.
Yep.
Now get it on. Don't do it. Right now, my personal magnetism is on the rise. I need to be firm and affair to the heart. Don't let past distract from my presence. Excellent time to start a new love affair, renew vows, or relocate. Well, we're going to redo some things, that's for damn sure. Now, for wands, I got a six of cups, seven of wands right next to each other. Faith will overcome my current obstacles. I have the power to accomplish my goals and consider all consequences, but act with belief. Right now, I'm at the Emperor and the Six of Pentacles. Stay by the rules and don't take shortcuts. Use common sense when managing my resources. Time to get organized and make plans. Careful use of logic and reason will deliver success. Which six? Six of Pentacles is sitting under that. I will soon profit from the extra efforts that I've been putting forth. Not being overly sensitive to the needs of others at work. Beware of overindulgence. That was right now. Well, right now I have no coworkers. I have been applying for jobs. Don't touch. Let's hope that something comes along from that. Do another card on top of there so I could get a little bit more. Yeah, that's a book, so be careful. Now, I have the Queen of Swords, which I believe I am that queen. Definitely am that queen. I'm that bitch. Let others suffer the consequences of their action and be your own person, and you won't get burned. Huh. Well, that correlates with a lot that's going on right now in my life. I wish I could tell you guys more of what's going on right now, but really I can't yet. Oh, wow. We have the Wheel coming up. And the Magician and the King of Swords. Now, to me, you better not align it. Own up to your actions and responsibilities. Suffer the consequences. Be true to yourself. Now, sitting next to the Magician. The Magician tells me that now is the time. Stretch myself thin. Make things happen. Now we went through combinations here. We really want to pay attention now. This is a situation involving a very specific and special message here. This is about creating my own success. The situation that involves an important message, doing things for other people, borrowed authority. Borrowed authority. That's interesting. Now that is sitting on top of a Queen of Swords. Swords. Lord, I am Lord. Now, you've got the Wheel of Fortune, the Magician, and the Queen of Swords. Change of willpower, complexity, cycles of desire, perceptiveness, inevitable fate, creation, and clear-mindedness, manifestation. That's what this card is about. So right now, I want things how I want them, and I need to make them happen that way. So, I have in there in the distant future. So now we have the Ace of Wands. We have, stop that, the Four of Swords. Which is a good. Yeah, don't throw it though. I know. We don't throw those. And then we have the flat. Yeah. Five of Pentacles. So when we got these combinations here, this is about drive and energy, rest, need, restoration of poverty, contemplation of insecurity. Being that I thought that things were less secure than they really are, and that I can truly change what I want to make happen as long as I stay true to myself and surround myself with those who care about me. Don't give in to the complexities of the bullshit. So now I have a Ten of Cups. I have the Chariot, which is cool. And now I have on top of that the Eight of Wands. Very powerful, very, very powerful card of movement. Direction and rapid action, inner happiness, control, movement, fulfillment, willpower, quick decisions, dreams coming true. That's what these three cards represent together. The moving on from things of old to new ways of thinking, and also pleasantries. That'll be nice. So my foundation is a major arcana that will be the High Priestess. And I have the Five of Swords. And I have the Four of Cups. This is about intuitive apathy, unbridled ambition, unconscious contemplation, win at all costs. Inner voice, disconnectedness, and sneakiness. There's been a lot of things that has gone on behind the scenes in my life that I didn't know until now. So this is bringing light to all that. Wow, I went ahead and threw one more card on the three on the top for where I am right now. I got the Six of Cups, the Seven of Wands, and the Sun. So that's not terrible. That's actually not that terrible of cards to have together. So we have Six of Cups, the Seven of Wands, and the Sun. Now, for what they mean in this combination, joy, perseverance, familiarity, success, defensive, happy memories, celebration, maintaining control and healing, positivity. So it looks like in the next, I would say this next month will be a huge change for me in a lot of ways. I have cut basically the fat out of my life, things that don't work for me anymore. I've cut out anybody who does not add to my life, anyone who's no fit, anybody who does anything that's not good for themselves, I've cut out of my life. I mean, even during this COVID-19, you know, you've got to still maintain what makes you happy. Sorry, nobody showed up today on this boring Sunday. Sunday. Maybe y'all were out partying all night. But that's the tea for today. That's your forecast. And that's a reading of my life for now. So we'll be back on tomorrow morning. School starts back on tomorrow, so we'll be doing school as well as a radio show. So Zen Rider out. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. Donald Trump sucks. Moscow Mitch needs to be voted out. You know, that's the tea, guys. And we'll be back.